हमारे पास जीता जागता एग्जाम्पल है, एक्टिंग का भंडार है सामने
दैट्स सो
हमारी,
ट्रू.
फ्रॉम टीवी टू वेयर ही इज टुडे. आई मीन आई विक्रांत हो गया.
Because everyone's entitled to their opinion, you know.
Yes.
So as much as I'm entitled to mine, the other person's also entitled to their opinion. Whether I agree or not is an entire ball game altogether. And I am someone who believes that we should healthily agree to disagree, and I would rather leave it at that.
बट इफ यू नो कि ये बंदा बस बेलेपन में बोलता जा रहा है, तो आप भी कहते हो हाँ ठीक है बोल लो, मैं सुन ही नहीं पा रही.
koimoi.com.
Crystal D'Souza in one of her interviews said that one of her directors, when she was debuting in the OTT section, told her that don't overact. And she was like, it's the music that creates the drama and not the acting. So what do you guys think about this notion of television actors on the big screen?
First of all, who is this person who's made this statement? Because I think that's so wrong on so many levels.
Yes.
I mean, personally, I feel you can, have a brilliant director and perform really well, or a brilliant director can have a very ordinary actor and still derive a great performance. I think it's all teamwork. You can't blame one person for it. And yeah, to make such a statement, I think it says more about the other person than it says about her work. She's a beautiful girl and she should be proud of the work she's put up. That's it. I mean, I honestly don't even want to dignify this with a response.
Yes. For you, Vikran?
I don't know, yaar. I don't know. I mean, main kya bol sakta hu is bare mein?
Hamare paas jeeta jaagta example hai, acting ka bhandar hai samne
hamare. That's so true.
From TV to where he is today, I mean, I Vikrant ho gaya. Sawal ka jawab samne baitha hai hamare.
Oh my god.
No, thanks, great, thanks. But you know, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know what to say to this because I think it's a collaborative effort, you know.
Yeah.
I think an actor eventually does what he's asked to do, and I think it is always the director who's leading the who's navigating most importantly. So,
because he has to say action and cut, na? Agar wo cut bolke bolenge one more, even if you think you've performed brilliantly, if your director wants one more, he will take one more, and eventually the cut that he wants to stay, like to keep in the film, he's going to use that.
Yes, that's so true. But this comparison keeps happening. End of the day, those comparisons are inevitable और वो होते रहेंगे।
हाँ, वो होता रहेगा यार। I mean,
तो होते रहने दो।
उसका क्या कर सकते?
दिमाग क्यों खराब कर रहे हो? होते रहने दो।
उसका बहुत कुछ हो सकता है, you know. There are so many ways to sort of say one similar thing. I think to each his own. Now, I don't know. I really don't know. You know.
Before I let you guys go, tell me, how do you take unfair criticism? How do you react to that? Do you let it get into your head? How do you process unfair criticism?
Unfair criticism.
Yes.
I think it's I as a person naturally I love constructive criticism.
Yes.
Well, I think it acts as a fuel for my work and my personality as a whole. Unfair hoti hai kabhi kabhi cheezein, but then you really don't want to take these things to heart. Neither do you want to go out and you know sort of share your peace of mind because everyone's entitled to their opinion, you know.
Yes.
So as much as I'm entitled to mine, the other person's also entitled to their opinion. Whether I agree or not is an entire ball game altogether. And I am someone who believes that we should healthily agree to disagree, and I would rather leave it at that.
That's true. But how do you differentiate that?
It totally depends. It totally depends from person to person. You know, I like constructive criticism. I like imbibing things which probably will help me grow as a person and as an artist. And that's about it. You know, there are so many points of views. कि अगर सारे points of views पे तवज्जो देने लग जाएंगे तो कहीं ना कहीं खुद का ही दिमाग खो जाएगा आपका. तो वो आप नहीं कर सकते. You know, you really need to back yourself. I am very proud of the things that I've done. I'm very proud of the things that I am doing. And you know, ये you know, it's a tightrope. You know, तो कभी-कभी unfair हो जाती है चीजें. But then you really cannot take things to heart. I'm also fairly thick-skinned in that matter of fact. I think I back myself more than you know anyone else with regards to you know, matlab what I think of myself or what I think of my work is primarily more attuned to what I think and rather than what other people are telling me. If it is unfair, I leave it at that. You know, I really don't let anything sort of bog me down to an extent.
That's amazing. For you, Kriti?
I think the opinion of others can matter to you only if that person matters to you. And if it is someone who you look up to and admire and know that they're coming from the right place, then it's constructive criticism.
Yes.
But if you know ki ye banda bas velepan mein bolta ja raha hai, to aap bhi kehte ho, haan, theek hai. Bol lo. Main suni nahi pa rahi. Although it's very easy, yaar. I mean, you just have to be, like Vikrant said, you need to learn to back yourself. And at the end of the day, aapne khud ke saath jeena hai. Agar aap khush ho, तो कोई आपके बीच में नहीं आ सकता. अगर आप खुश नहीं हो तो छोटी छोटी बातें आपको बॉदर करेंगी. तो इट्स अबाउट व्हाट यू लेट, यू नो, आई कांट लेट व्हाट समबडी एल्सस ओपिनियन ऑफ मी इज चेंज हु आई एम. एंड इफ आई फील समवन हु आई लव एंड एडमायर, मे बी इवन इफ आई डोंट नो द पर्सन पर्सनली, बट आई नो दैट पर्सन कम्स फ्रॉम अ टन ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस एंड मे बी व्हाट ही और शी इज मेकिंग सेंस, इट कैन नेवर बी अनफेयर क्रिटिसिज्म बिकॉज इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम अ गुड प्लेस एंड आई एम एक्सेप्टिंग इट इन अ गुड स्पेस. So it's very simple, both black and white. There's no gray area here. Koimoi.com.